perhaps the very song that inspired this show. That was Jack Black and Zach Mooneyham in Teacher's Pet, School of Rock. I would like to thank you for tuning in to WRCT this evening. My name is Jacob, and you've just been listening to Anatomy of the Year and 1 hour of movie soundtracks.
Clock rock, 5 6, 11 o'clock, 4 o'clock rock, 7 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 12 o'clock rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, gonna rock around the clock tonight. 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Hey, it's Zombo right here, and it's part of the anatomy of the ear. Zombo right here in your brain and in your ear now for anatomy of the ear. And this is where, you know, WRCT proudly presents Anatomy of the Ear. It starts Thursday, which is today, November 11th, which is today, to Sunday, November the 14th. It's all weekend. And tune in for hour-long specials of genres you love mixed with ones you've never heard of and ones you thought were just missing. From footwork to cheerful Americana to dark wave to the Bakersfield sound, our DJs are coming up with to showcase their unique variety that WRCT has to offer. For more information, go to WRCT.org. And what I am doing is plunder phonics. And this is when artists, musicians take other old, it's not sampling per se, it's a lot of micro splicing, which you'll hear from Pogo, which is coming up next. But it's all pilfered sounds from other sources. And, of course, that first one was a plundered version of Rock Around the Clock called Rock Around the Clock in 23 Seconds. And let's see. Also, I probably have to mention something about Spack Brothers because Spack Brothers gave us some pizza for the show. So even though I am not in the studio, but how cool is this? It is 11 p.m. on November the 11th. So it's 11-11-11 at 11 p.m. If we just would have done this in 2011 or even 1911. Let's get right into, actually, this DJ I have just been really enamored with. His name is Pogo. And this first piece we're going to play is a all chop-up, plundered version of, let's go with, this is called Astrobloom. And this is all taken from the movie My Fair Lady. So he chopped up My Fair Lady. And actually, you'll hear a lot of actually the soundtrack used in this as well as his beats. It's fantastic stuff. RCT, Zombo right here. Here's Pogo with Astrobloom in your brain.
I shall never old lady house, and old lady rocks, and you say, who is it? Jack said, me, mama said, could we spend the night here? Because we're far from home, very tight.
Don't you? So strong.
We'll be right back.
Nice. That was Take One, which was a one-minute version of Take Five, the tune by Dave Brubeck. You're listening to Zombo right here, Anatomy of the Ear. And I'm so happy to be playing Plunderphonic for you today. This is a style of music called Plunderphonics, which actually started back in the late 80s when, I guess, one of the first, when CDs got to be popular, a fella by the name of John Oswald came out with a CD, probably around 1986, where he actually started chopping up all these digital things, which really turned out to be pretty cool. We're actually going to play a tune for him real quick. But let me tell you what we played. We played Take One, which was a one-minute Plunderphonic version of, and I do not know who did this, not me, okay? Before that, going back to the 80s again, this is Gashing the Old May West, which is one of my favorite noise collage pieces of music by Severed Heads. That's probably from like 84. And that was taken from old Bollywood cassettes. They found, I guess the story is, they found a cassette in a grocery store of a Bollywood soundtrack, and they looped it. I don't even know if they used samples on this or not. It's that old. So this might have actually been done, this Plunderphonic work might have actually been done with reel-to-reel tapes and loops. So it's such a nice, noisy piece of music. In front of that, we heard Pogo. The first thing I ever heard from Pogo is a thing called Hubabakanda, which is Reverend Tilton. He was a televangelist in the, I believe, like in the 80s and 90s. And they chopped it all up, and it really turned out to be a wonderful, wonderful little number. One of the most legendary Plunderphonic records was David Byrne Brian Eno from 1984, I believe, or 85, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, one of my top 10 records of all time. And that was Moonlight in Glory. And a lot of that music, a lot of that sound was taken from old gospel records, or like, you know, old like biblical whatever recordings, okay? I don't know, but it's neat. And we heard two more from Pogo in front of that. The one before that was The Trouble. And that's probably one of his most downloaded tunes. And that's taken from Alice in Wonderland. So he actually cut up Alice in Wonderland and made that into a really beautiful tune. And that everything began that with Absabloom, by also by DJ Pogo. And that was a Plunderphonic construction of a deconstruction and then construction of the movie My Fair Lady. Yeah, so right now, let's do, what'd be a good one? What'd be a good way to come back in? Oh boy, there's so many good things. I'm going to do something a little different. This is, let's go back to John Oswald. This is John Oswald, the original guy who actually termed the phrase Plunderphonic. And this is at a time where a lot of people were sampling, and this guy just took it one step further and did microsplicing sampling. So right now we're going to hear Dab, which is a deconstruction and reconstruction of Michael Jackson's Bad. You're listening to Zombo right here. The Anatomy of the Ear is what you're listening to. And it is, you know, from Thursday, the 11th, which is today, all the way to Sunday, all weekend long. Tune in for hour-long specials of genres of music you loved or didn't even know existed. And WRCT.org has more information for you. Okay? All right. Let's dig in to Dab by John Oswald from his album Plunderphonic from the late 80s, early 90s.
Al Sheeran.
Size candies, M's, and chocolate inside the M&M's candy.
Sai, 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 sai keep up, keep up, ba, keep up, keep up, ba, 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 keep up, keep up, ba, 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 keep ba, 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 ding, ha, ding, 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 ha, ding, 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 ha, ding, ding, ba.
Not the kind of music that old Willie Shakespeare used to write.
All right, that was Pogo with Muppet Mash. Before that, Brazilian Air theme by John Oswald. Agua, Bulgarians, great band from Brazil. Flying in the Face of Facts was Fred Frith kind of plunderphonicking his own voice. And then we heard 7-Bit Blues from an astounding record by Kid Koala. That was 7-Bit Blues, Bite Size Candies, Living Island, and Bambino, all from Pogo. And that was from an M&M's commercial, HR Puff and Stuff, and Bambi, the movie Bambi. So that's all from there. And it set started off with Dab, the bang-up version of Michael Jackson's Bad by John Oswald. We got to end WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo playing Plunderphonics with In the Garden of Vida, In Your Brain. See you later.
Or RCT proudly presents Anatomy of the Ear this weekend, our annual celebration of obscure genres everywhere. Thursday through Sunday, join us from 3 p.m. into the late hours of the night for back-to-back specials of genres you never knew you were missing. Listen at 88.3 FM or on our website, wrct.org, where you can also find our full schedule for this weekend. WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.